Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to make an old-school DNB drum bus feel like it's already in motion, like the groove has weight, attitude, and that timeless roller pressure without turning into mush. The big idea here is simple. Classic drum and bass drums do not feel powerful because they're pristine. They feel powerful because they've been pushed a little. They're slightly abused in exactly the right way. We want weight, grit, transient punch, glue, and controlled density. So instead of just making the drums louder, we're going to make them feel like one moving unit. We'll build this entirely with Ableton Live 12 stock devices, and we'll keep it practical. The goal is a drum bus chain that thickens kicks and snares, adds harmonic density to breaks, livens up hats and ghost notes, preserves enough transient attack to stay punchy, and creates that rolling, already moving feel that works so well in jungle, old-school DNB and heavier roller material. Before we even touch saturation, let's get the routing right. Group your drums cleanly. Ideally, you've got a main drums group with your kick, snare or clap, breaks, hats, percussion, and any fills or FX drums. If you already have subgroups like a breaks bus, one-shot bus, or top loop bus, even better. That gives you control, because sometimes the whole kit needs color, and sometimes only the break layers need it. Now for gain staging. This part matters more than people think. Saturation reacts hard to input level, so if the signal is already too hot, the chain will collapse fast and you'll lose control. As a rough starting point, aim for individual drum tracks peaking around -12 to -6 dBFS, and the full drum group peaking around -6 dBFS or lower. Leave yourself space. We want the saturation to work musically, not as damage control. Put utility at the top of the drum bus first. Use it as your input trim. Don't change width yet, just leave it at 100%. If the loop feels too forward before the chain, pull it down a little. The idea is to feed the processors a healthy but not overloaded signal. I usually like the drum bus entering the chain around -12 to -8 dB average, with at least about 6 dB of headroom, before any final limiting or mastering stage. Next, a drum bus. This is one of the best stock devices for this job, because it gives you drive, transient shaping, low-end weight, and that slightly glued character that fits old-school DNB beautifully. Start gently. Drive around 10 to 25% is a solid zone. Crunch around 5 to 15% if you want a bit more roughness. Keep boom off at first, or very subtle. If you do use boom, a frequency around 50 to 60 Hz is a decent starting point, but only if the break feels thin down low. Then use transients to keep the attack alive, usually somewhere around +5 to +15. If the top end gets too sharp, use damp lightly. And if this is your main bus processor, keep dry/wet at 100%. The thing to listen for is not more distortion. It's more attitude and more cohesion. The loop should feel a little more compressed, a little more aggressive, and more forward in the mix, but still breathing. If the snare starts sounding papery or the break loses its swing, back off the drive and crunch. A roller needs motion. You don't want to squeeze the life out of it. After drum bus, add saturator. This is where we fine-tune the harmonic character. For old-school DNB drums, analog clip is usually the safest and most musical starting point. Soft sign gives smoother density, wave shaper gives you more custom aggression, and hard curve is there if you want a more crushed modern edge. For this style, I'd usually begin with analog clip. Try drive around +2 to +6 dB, turn soft clip on, and always level match the output so the bypassed and processed versions are at the same perceived loudness. That point is huge. If the processed version only sounds better because it's louder, you're not really making a useful decision. You're just being tricked by volume. What should you hear? More body in the snare, a bit more thickness in ghost notes and break chops, hats that feel less brittle, and a subtle chewy pressure around the rhythm section. If the cymbals start fizzing too hard, lower the drive or choose a smoother curve. Now shape the result with EQ8. Saturation often creates little bumps and rough edges that need cleaning up, but use EQ to shape the character, not to fix a bad sample. If the bus has rumble, a gentle high pass around 20 to 30 Hz can help. If things feel muddy, look around 200 to 400 Hz. If the snare or hats get harsh, check 3 to 6 Hz. And if the loop feels too dark after all the drive, add a very gentle shelf above 8 to 10 Hz, but only if needed. A nice practical example for a jungle break bus would be a 25 Hz high pass with a steeper slope, a broad cut around 300 HC if the low mids are cloudy, maybe a narrow notch around 4.5 KHC if the snare crack gets spitty, and a tiny high shelf around 10 KHC if the loop needs a little air. Small moves are usually enough. If the break is fundamentally wrong, replace it or layer better material rather than trying to EQ your way into salvation. If the drum bus still doesn't feel like one performance, add glue compressor after the EQ. This is optional, but very effective. Use a ratio around 2 to 1. Attack somewhere between 10 and 30 ms, release on auto or around 0.3 seconds, and aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. If you want a bit more density, turn soft clip on. This stage doesn't just squeeze the drums, it makes them feel like they belong together. That's a huge part of the old school vibe, but keep it light. Too much compression will flatten the swing and remove the push from the groove. We want the drums to feel unified, not glued into a brick. Now, if you want even more attitude without destroying the dry punch, use parallel saturation. This is where things get fun. Create a return track called Drum Sat, and put saturator, drum bus, and maybe a Q8 on it. Drive the saturator harder here, maybe plus 8 to plus 12 dB with soft clip on. Push drum bus a bit more too, maybe around 20% drive and 10% crunch, with transients slightly positive. Then high pass the return around 120 HE so you don't mess up the low-end foundation, and tame any harshness around 5 KHE. Blend this underneath the dry drums. That way, the main bus keeps the punch and the parallel return adds the dirt, the fog, the texture, and that physical dragging force that makes a roller feel alive. Here's a really important advanced move. Automate saturation over the arrangement. Don't leave the drum bus static all track long. During breakdowns, pull the drive back a little and soften the crunch. Let the drums feel smaller and more fragile. When the drop hits, bring the drive up slightly, maybe by half a dB to 2 dB on the saturator, and maybe a touch more on drum bus too. Then later in the track, you can push it a bit further again or move the compression slightly to keep the energy evolving. This is how you make the drums breathe. You do not need a brand new pattern every 8 bars if the drum bus itself is moving. Now always check the bus in context with the bass. This is critical in DNB. Saturated drums can fight with sub-bass, re-bass, mid-bass movement, and distortion-heavy layers. Ask yourself, does the snare still cut through? Does the kick lose punch when the bass comes in? Are the hats too bright once the mix fills out? If so, reduce low-end saturation on the full bus. Use sidechain on the bass if needed, or shape the drum bus more around the mids and upper mids rather than trying to make it bigger in the sub. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't overdrive the bus too early. If the input is too hot before the processors, the whole chain collapses quickly. Second, don't kill the transient. A roller needs that forward motion. Third, don't confuse gritty with harsh. Old school grit is not brittle cymbal fizz. Fourth, be careful saturating the sub too much if your kick has real low-end weight already. And fifth, don't use one static saturation setting for the entire arrangement. Variation is what keeps it feeling alive. A few pro tips can take this even further. If your break has different layers, consider saturating the body and top separately. That gives you thicker low mids without destroying the hi-hat detail. Also, try stacking gentle saturation stages instead of one extreme one. A drum bus stage, then a saturator, then a light glue compressor often sounds more musical than one heavy distortion device. If the saturation softens the attack too much, bring the transients back up in drum bus or adjust the source clip envelopes before processing. And if you're using a parallel return, darken it a bit. High pass it around 100 to 150 HE and low pass around 8 to 10 KHE. That creates a shadow layer under the dry drums, which sounds amazing in darker jungle rollers. You can also push the tiny details. Ghost notes, faint break ticks, little percussion accents, those are the things that often carry the groove. A little drive can make those details contribute way more to the feeling of momentum. Let's turn this into a quick practice exercise. Load a classic break or a programmed DNB drum loop. Group all the drums into one bus. Put utility first, then drum bus, then saturator, then EQ8, then glue compressor. Set the chain to a moderate, musical saturation amount. Duplicate the loop across 16 bars, and automate the saturator drive so it's lower in bars 1 to 4, slightly higher in 5 to 8, highest in 9 to 12, then pulled back a little in 13 to 16. Compare the bus on and off at equal volume and listen for changes in kick punch, snare body, hi-hat texture, and overall movement. The challenge is to make it feel more energetic without making the distortion obvious. That's the real skill. If you want to go even further, Think of saturation as an arrangement tool. Make the intro cleaner and more open, the main roller warmer and denser, and the peak section the dirtiest and most urgent. Use saturation to mark sections, create pre-drop strained, and make fills feel like little tension spikes. You can even build two or three drum bus states and automate between them for a track that feels like it's constantly breathing. So the big takeaway is this. A great old-school D&B drum bus is not just louder. It's more cohesive, more physical, and more in motion. Use utility to stage the level. Drum bus for punch and character, saturator for harmonic edge, EQ8 for cleanup and tone shaping, and glue compressor for cohesion. Add parallel saturation if you want extra weight, and automate the whole thing so the track evolves over time. That's how you get that timeless roller momentum in Ableton Live 12. Not sterile, not overcooked, just slightly abused in all the right ways.